Just because I love you, it don't mean I trust you. Everybody not to be trusted. Everybody around me thugging. Everybody around me drugging. Everybody around me hustling. Everybody know not to bring no new rigging around me. They say I be bugging. Got racks in the go yard luggage. Just because I love you, it don't mean I trust you. Everybody not.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of Uncut with Q. This is another segment I want to go over. And honestly, I've never really done one like this because this one's a little bit different and I'm going to be breaking down scripture. This is my first time practicing this. For all of my people in here, I've been really taking it seriously in regards to not cursing when I'm talking the word of God. And I truthfully believe that any man who wants to live a formidable life and do great things must also be aligned with God, in my opinion, right? So whether you believe in a higher power or some type of form of spirituality, you know, it's imperative to understand that there's something that moves this place and its energy is present, regardless of whether or not we want to believe it. Science, math tells the story. So this is one of my favorite passages in the Bible. And this is Timothy chapter 2, verse 1 through 7. And I want to go over this with you guys because I think that this is important for anybody who's trying to carry confidence into their day or become a better family man, become a better father, become a better mother even, or anyone who's trying to better themselves to lead their family correctly. And I love this so much. So this is Timothy 1, 7, chapter 2. It says, "For God will never give you the spirit of fear, but the Holy Spirit who gives you mighty power, love, and self-control." I love this segment so much. It said, "For the Spirit of God does not make us timid, but gives us power, love, and self-discipline." It's one of my favorite passages in the Bible, and I want to go over this real fast, okay? So when we begin the business, when we begin the journey, whether it be in fitness or whether it be in entrepreneurship, if there's one truth that is congruent throughout anybody who's trying to make a formidable change in their life is that during the beginning steps of making that initial decision that you want to change and that you need to change is that there are people around us that are consistently holding us back, or they're speaking fear into our dreams. And this is something that happens to almost 80% of any individuals that start a business. I'd say 80 to 90%. And because there's so many people that I've met just being in business and being in the space of personal development and entrepreneurship that all have gone through something similar where they wanted to make a drastic change. And the first people that were there to kind of deter the, move them away from the changes that they were trying to make were close friends and associates, people that they loved and people that they consider family. And I've come to realize that this is something that's very, 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 very present in anybody who's really just trying to do something amazing for themselves. And so for you guys that are doing this, right, when you allow what I'd say the negative energies from other people and the disbelief in other people in themselves to pull you away from the outcome of what it is that you're trying to do, you are not living within the Holy Spirit. And I love this chapter so much because he states this. He says, when the Holy Spirit has entered into your body and you allow for the Holy Spirit to be present within your body, no anxiety, no self-doubt, no timidness will exist. You'll be almost angelic. You will have this form of visual prowess where you understand everything that it is that is happening around you is actually happening for you and not against you, thus creating a better outcome for yourself and what it is that you're trying to do. And this is something that I think that is true through and through, and it's been tried and tested so many times, that those who are able to take the negative connotations and the negative belief systems that other people have around them, and rather than letting it twist your mind, and keep you in a box, you are able to say, that's your opinion, but this is my belief. You see, when you believe in yourself and you have faith in yourself and you allow for the Holy Spirit to enter into your body, you have this almost angelic power that is attained. And this power is going to pull everything toward you. You are literally going to have people that are just going to be pulled toward you. They're going to say, oh my God, you are walking in your light. I have to be involved with you. Tell me what I can do to be involved with you. They're going to say, man, I'm going to do business with you because you just seem so confident all the time. You seem like you have this energy that's there all the time. It's so contagious that I have to start something with you. And it's going to attract more opportunities when you allow for the Holy Spirit to live and breathe through you. And so this is something that I believe is so imperative for anybody who is starting this journey. Whether you are walking into the gym for the first time after hearing this podcast, or while you're hearing this podcast, or before you heard this podcast, whether you've decided to start a business and you're going to be changing the trajectory of the legacy of your entire family, all of this is so, so, so important, especially at the beginning, because at the beginning, it's going to be the hardest thing that you've ever done. The hardest thing. And it's okay for it to be hard. It's okay for it to be tough. It's okay for it to be the hardest path that you could walk, specifically going into all of this stuff. Because believe me, man, you are going to get no's. You are going to get doors slammed in your face. You're going to get money stolen, money lost. People that you're going to trust are going to abandon the mission. It's going to be a roller coaster. Like, understand that all of these things are things that you should expect going into it. But have no fear, for when you operate on this wavelength and essentially you are at this vibration that's almost angelic, the mind's going to push those things away so that you can think freely, so that you can think with motion, not just emotion. And you are taking the negative things that people are saying, and you are, instead of just wallowing in those things and allowing for it to shape your belief system, you're saying, that is your opinion, but this is my belief. And there's power in that. There's power in that. And I'm telling you guys, when you have power like this and you can love unconditionally and you can say, you know what, you might not believe in me, but I'm going to love you regardless, and I'm going to do what I'm going to do and love me regardless, is when you have a specific level of self-discipline that exists that 98% of people don't have. You know, it says this in the Bible. It says to love thy enemy as you would love thy neighbor. You see, the original text, and this was written in Hebrew, and I believe translated into, you know, the Jewish Bible, whatnot, everything that they have going on. When this was translated, it says, hate your enemies, love your neighbors. And when Jesus Christ came to, he said, no, that's not right. Love thy enemies as you would love thy neighbor. It means that even though the people that we love has wronged us, having self-discipline and having power and having the Holy Spirit within you to be able to create that notion of people that I appreciate and love might not support me, but I love you regardless. People that I wish would invest in my business aren't going to, but I'm going to love you regardless. Those that have gone into my journey when I started, but are no longer here, I'm going to love you regardless. You have this specific level of grace that's associated with this specific level of discipline that creates the notion of who you are as a person and how you move and act. Because I promise you guys, when you kill the negativity with grace, you'll be able to sleep at night. You won't hate anybody for not supporting you. You won't have a chip on your shoulder mentality or none of that. You are literally killing them with kindness, and you are letting them know that this ends with grace. And that is power. That is power. And it says this in the Bible, and this is Corinthians 7:10-2. It says this, it says, my grace is sufficient enough for you, for my power is made whole in weakness. Therefore, I will boast all the more gladly about my weaknesses so that Christ's power may rest upon me. So I delight in insults. I delight in hardships. I delight in persecutions. I delight when things are going wrong. For when I am weak, then I am strong. It's one of my favorite quotes in the Bible. And so that's what having grace is all about. All right. And so for my people that are listening to this podcast right now, I want you guys to get real serious about what is aligned with you. Whether you believe it's a higher power, the flying spaghetti monster, there's a God or whatever, right? I don't care if you're an atheist and you're listening to this. This isn't about this. It's about having the belief within you that is so definitive that you are able to see every single obstacle through, no matter the negativity, no matter the individuals that don't support you, no matter your environment around you, and you're able to recreate the world into your own reality that's going to be a driver for where it is that you want to go. And once you do this, and once you master this skill set, I promise you guys, everything's going to come full circle. You're going to have more real estate deals closing. You're going to have more sales at your car lot popping off. You're going to find that woman or that man that you've been wanting for yourself. They're going to be gravitating toward you because you chose to live at the highest form of existence, which is in a high vibration, full visual prowess, full gratitude, full grace for every single negative thing that has ever happened to you that has led up to this point of you listening to this podcast, the person that you are right now in this current moment as you're listening. This is you now. Everything that has ever happened to you, we're letting it go. It's no longer going to hold us back. We're going to kill it with grace. We're going to allow the Holy Spirit to enter our bodies so that we no longer live with timidness, anxiety, or self-doubt. And we actually know how worthy we are of the things that we want to do for ourselves. Once you do this, guys, is when the change happens. And that's what I want for everybody that's listening to this right now. Okay. So again, everybody that's listening to this, man, like if you got somebody that you haven't forgiven, forgive them. If you got somebody, the enemy seems like it's knocking at your door, close that door, give them grace. Let them know, hey man, I love you, but I'm going to do what I have to do because I got to take care of some people that I love. All right. And even the ones that take care of the people that they love, if your loved ones do not understand what you're trying to do, do not just try to force them to understand, show them by how you choose to live and give. I'm never interested in the amount of money that anybody who listens to my podcast makes. I'm more impressed by how someone chooses to live and give. All right. And so close more real estate deals with grace and the negativity with grace. Once you have gratitude for every negative thing that has ever happened to you, now you are free to grow and you are free to get to the next side. Okay. That's my message for everybody here today. Love y'all so much. And I'll see you guys on the next episode. I want to check.